freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control, bring up anything. Literally, whatever's on your mind, political, personal, we don't care. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us on the bulletin board system.
Yeah. Now we've got thousands of posts on there. Over 3,000?
Over 4,000.
Over 4,000. Man. Over 300 posters?
We're now broke. I think we broke over 320 posters the other day.
Wow.
I mean, right after I got done posting the 300 notice, we were already up to 315.
We also post our stories that we read on the air. We post them on there so people can comment on those. And there's so much activity going on there, you'll have to pick your topics because you don't have time to read them all.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's a lot of fun at freetalklive.com. And it's free. So log on, get registered, and have a blast. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that is toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. Log on at freestateproject.org. Show's about your calls. Let's go to them. George in St. Louis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, George.
Well, hello, guys.
Hey.
You said you could call about anything, and
yes, sir.
I'm going to test your... test you just a little bit.
Well, here you are, George. What's on your mind?
Liberty, only this time liberty from the healthcare industry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I punched up urine therapy on Yahoo search engine.
It's okay.
Absolutely astounding and mind-boggling, the response and the website that's out there in the world concerning that issue. And I was wondering, I'm not...
What is urine therapy?
Sounds like a sexual thing.
Oh, I know it sounds... It's just a turn-off sound to begin with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But urine, they use... they make some very expensive medicines from urine. And, you know, has great value, you know, in that regard.
Really?
So anyway, urine therapy is where people consume their urine for health reasons. And they say it goes back since the dawn of time. It's in the Bible, everywhere else. And they said there's been up to thousands of research, clinical research projects done on that subject. And they all come back that it's just wonderful, great.
They haven't all come back that way.
I've never heard of this.
I've definitely heard of it, and I've read about it. I had a friend who drank a small cup of his urine every morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
And it...
I want to make it clear to the FCC we're not trying to shock or titillate or panic.
This is urine therapy. I mean, medical.
It's medical.
No,
right.
I'm not talking about this for any kind of silly, childish reasons or anything, right?
I'm sorry, man. Which go on. I just want to make it sure because we're not supposed to talk about extratory functions.
I looked it up at that point, even going so far as to consulting a doctor about it. And it's controversial. There's certainly studies that say that urine can help... you know, help your immune system, you know, cure blood diseases.
Wow.
Blood diseases, tighten skin. But at the same time, there's lots of them that say, this stuff's just bad for you and it's poison. There's a reason you're getting rid of it in the first place.
Uh-huh.
Well, the reason, supposedly, according to research done on it, the reason is because it's like too much on the plate for the system at that time, you know, water-wise and every other-wise that it contains. Well, anyway, I just wish if someone out there in the world is listening and they are really versed on this, and whenever they come from, usually when they come from the medical world, doctors and stuff, they totally poo-poo anything that they can't make a ton of money on, you know.
I would. That's the one thing I was going to say is all these people talking about urine therapy are not out to get your money.
They're not.
Good point.
This is free. This is free, just like you guys. You talk. You're not out to get anybody's money whenever you try to share about liberty,
right,
and things of that nature. And there's
we'd
other
like
things.
To get some of your money, George. You can PayPal it to.
Okay,
sorry, just kidding.
I know. You know, I really don't mind giving people like you some of my money. But you know the point is, you know, you're not up to anything devious or...
Well, you're right. Pfizer can't exactly get into the business of recycling urine, is what you're saying.
Right. And so, therefore, it's like a non-issue with them, and all they're going to do is just be negative. But anyway, I see you guys are much more broad-minded and well-traveled than a person would even suppose sometimes, even as smart as you are.
Well, we appreciate the ego pat there, George.
Well, it's deserved, and it's
the only way we're ever going to have something like this really come to light, if it does indeed to be. I think it deserves to be vetted and checked scientifically, and I think that if we got the government out of healthcare, we'd have more organizations who are interested in doing that sort of a thing, even if there wasn't necessarily a financial incentive, and we might find out that there is. If we had a free market, some company might decide that we might actually be able to make this a little more palatable for you. Like if it was found that it's a good thing to consume one's own.
Urine filter,
or maybe there could be little droplets that you drop in there, and it makes it taste better. You know what I mean?
There's
got to be a free market solution here.
I would think there is. And I asked you a question here about a month ago about the totally free market problem. To me, at the time of people that would use slave labor for products,
Well, that
what
wouldn't be something.
What can we do against that? What can we do against that? Well, I answered my own question after I thought on it for a while.
Really?
The answer to that is a free press.
Absolutely, to out those businesses. The free press, that's something that I've always been kind of fantasizing about in a free market. Think about this, George. If there was no government really to speak of, as far as if it was shrunken down to constitutional limits, then what the hell would the press be talking about anyway? They always are reporting on what the president's doing and what Congress is doing and new controversies in government. If they couldn't report on government, then they'd have to do consumer reporting.
Right, and moral, social moral reporting, things of that nature,
We'd have all kinds of different reporting. It would sure be a lot more interesting than reading about the bureaucrats. That's for damn sure.
It would be a lot more beneficial to us human beings.
Absolutely. Imagine Consumer Reports times 50.
Right.
Yep. George, excellent call. Anything else on your mind?
No, sir. Keep up the good work, and I'll keep listening.
Thank you very much. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. So we mentioned the Free State Project.
Free Talk Live suggests that you thoroughly investigate the use of your own urine in your medical treatment.
Well, question everything that you hear on this show and on any other show. But we mentioned the Free State Project in New Hampshire, and one of the things that I think a lot of Free State Project members are moving to New Hampshire for is because it's already one of the best economies in the United States. I think it's the third best, and probably the best in New England. And that's a good thing. We want to encourage that economy by getting government out of people's business, getting government out of your private life, and making government smaller, so therefore you have more money in which to reinvest and create new businesses from. And we'll have New Hampshire into the biggest economy in probably the Western world, which brings me to the Eastern world and the best economy there. It's a little place you might have heard of called Hong Kong.
Do like to hear about Hong Kong. Now, they're the freest economy, because I don't think you can call them a country. They're the freest economy in the world.
Exactly. According to the Index of Economic Freedom for the past several years.
And that's from the Heritage Foundation. This isn't some kind of whack job group that puts this thing out.
There's another organization out there that does a competing Index of Economic Freedom, and I forget, they're the Free the World Foundation as well. So there's two of them, and Hong Kong's at the top of both of the lists. So they're unanimously agreeing that Hong Kong, without a doubt, is the most economically free nation in the entire... And we're using the term nation. Economically free place in the entire world. Well, what could it possibly be like in Hong Kong? Now, some of you listeners may have actually been there, and we'd love to hear from you as to what your experience was like and how long ago you went. We're going to go ahead and read something off of LouRockwell.com from a man who hadn't been to Hong Kong in a decade, and he just recently went back. And we'll get into his experiences next, and they're fascinating. Unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually suits the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to log on to freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent in their photographs, proof that they listen to the show, and we're happy to plug them up, put them up on our website, freetalklive.com. So if you're a lady and you listen to Free Talk Live, we want you to be part of the Shrine. Go check it out, read the details, and choose if you want to be a validated Shriner or not. You can find out all about that and much more at freetalklive.com. But let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Literally, the show where you can talk about anything. This is a new one, I think, man. Which, I mean, we've been on the air for 2 years, and it seems like a lot of
and
the issues...
some, right?
Yeah, 2+ years, mm-hmm. And a lot of the issues tend to come up time and time again. I gotta say, this is one we've never talked about before.
Never, ever talked about.
Let's go to Joe in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Joe?
Okay, thanks. I wanted to comment on what this other fellow brought up about the urine therapy.
Uh-huh.
And I got interested in that several years ago. I read a book called Your Own Perfect Medicine by Martha Christie. As I recall, she said that she had been extremely sick as a young woman from about age 15 to 30.
Okay.
And hardly able to get out of bed. And then she heard about the urine therapy and decided to try it. Within about 2 weeks, she was up and able to lead a normal life. She was fully recovered. And,
why?
So she did a lot of research into it to write the book and found that that it's an old folk remedy that's been extremely successful in healing people of many diseases.
So
I decided to try it, and I wasn't sick at the time. My health was fine. But for about 3 or 4 years, I did that. You know, I drank a cup of my own urine every morning. And I can't say it did me any good. You know, my health was good already, and I didn't feel it did me any particular good. On the other hand, it sure didn't do me any harm either.
Well, one thing's for sure about urine. It is sterile, and it's non-toxic, and it's not going to hurt you.
And the main thing that I would like to say is I hope people will be, you know, you're talking about freedom, and one of the things that goes with the freedom is to use your freedom responsibly. So do some research on, you know, people tend to express an immediate emotional reaction to the subject. But I'd like to suggest, you know, be responsible with your opinion on this and everything else. Do some research. Try it for yourself, maybe. And have some facts and have some experience to base your opinion on.
Great points.
Now, I've got a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Do you chill your urine from the night before, or do you just drink it warm?
No, I just drank it straight. You can chill it, I suppose, if you want to, but I didn't.
So fresh. Fresh,
yeah.
Then.
Yeah, that's what
fresh.
I did.
Now,
wow.
any reason why this would be good for you? I can't. Everything I've seen, and that's what the biggest problem is there's not enough science for me.
Well, Martha
Christie
has a lot of science in her book, and this other fellow talked about all the websites that talk about it, so I suggest look up.
Well, there's websites out there galore for just about anything, and there's plenty of books as well. But I agree with what you're saying, though. Do your research, Joe. I mean, if you're interested in anything, possibly, definitely research it.
And like the fellow said, many drugs are made from urine. You know, like murine for the eyes.
Yeah.
Why do you think they call it murine? Why do you think they put that M on the beginning of it? That's what it's made from. What about this stuff, Premarin, that many women take? Pregnant mare's urine.
Yes, it is.
There are a lot of drugs made from the stuff.
And shampoos, too.
That's
I suppose
amazing.
So.
Joe, thanks for the input, man.
Also supposed to be very good on the garden for your plants.
Yeah, I know that much. There's nitrogen in there, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I take advantage of that. I got a fenced backyard. Thanks, Joe. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Jim in Boston. You're on Free Talk Live, Jim. What's
on
your mind?
Good evening. How are you guys doing? That's interesting. You're in
another night in paradise.
You don't make fun of us, Jim. It's not fair. You know, it's not nice to take shots at easy targets. Go ahead.
Well, an issue I just want to bring up to for your listeners, and I think it's very important. Excuse me. And that's concern HR 418, which is the thing about the national ID card.
Is that the real ID bill?
Yes, that's what
it is. We talked about that last night, as a matter of fact.
It's due to come up in the Senate for a vote. And I urge all listeners who are listening tonight to contact your senators in each state and tell them to vote no, because I did this morning. And I expressed my displeasure. I called the White House this morning and left a message on the president's comment line that I told him that I oppose this, because what this is going to lead down to is now the setting up of roadblocks, for one thing, and second of all...
Oh, but it's all to catch terrorists. They're going to catch the terrorists.
Yeah, well, not like that. It's,
don't you know anything?
Oh, yes, I've been following this very, very closely, and as a Christian, I have to be opposed to it, because they say in the guise of catching terrorists, but under that, its citizens' rights are going to be stripped.
Absolutely, they're
destroying. It's going to be roadblocks, and furthermore, it's going to lead to another ID. If you go into a grocery store or you have to buy or sell, and this is what's going to happen. We are... it's going to be, you can't buy or sell or do anything without an ID.
That's not what they're saying is going to happen initially, but we all know that government programs end up growing, getting more and more out of control. Right.
Exponentially. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. That's exactly what it's going to lead to. There's no doubt in my mind that to do any sort of commerce, you're going to have to present your papers, you know, and everybody's going to be required to report in, and pretty soon, there you go. I mean, that's
you know
it.
And you know who else is on Bush there? I've heard also that there on the Power Hour this morning. That's with Joyce and Dave.
Yeah, well, we're not here to plug other shows,
right,
but go
exactly.
ahead.
Exactly. Okay. What I'm just saying, I heard this morning that they had mentioned that something about some ex-KGB agent working on Bush's staff. And
we've heard that rumor as well. I've actually seen it on the Internet. Again, it's not been, it's not been confirmed, proven yet,
but it's out there. It's definitely out there.
It's an interesting allegation, and Jim, we definitely appreciate you checking in. Definitely oppose the national ID card, although I wonder how effective it is. I really wonder how effective it is to call your congressman. I mean, it really seems like almost a waste of phone time.
Well, I think no matter what, I think what's going to happen, they're going to shove it through right under the cover of darkness like they did with other bills.
Well, and no, we're going to know about it. I mean, we'll tell you about it when it comes through, because it will come through. You're right, and the president will sign it. And they did mention that it's voluntary, meaning a state can opt out of it, and hopefully when we get up to New Hampshire, we'll be able to have New Hampshire opt out of it.
I'm an old original person from Maynard. And it's we hang by our bootstraps. We fight. We either fight going down or we die.
Great point. You got to fight for your freedom, Jim.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, man. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Fred in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Fred, what's on your mind, sir? Hello, Fred in Philadelphia. You're on with Ian and Manwich. Fred going once. Fred going twice.
Good night, Fred.
1-800-259-9231.
Right here.
Fred, here he is. Right there. Hey, Fred.
I said, can you hear me? It's the first time I've heard your show, and I'm pretty impressed with the program. I'm hearing it on shortwave, and I'm just wondering what are you on, WWCR or WHR?
Actually, apparently there was some sort of a problem at our network studios, and we were on the shortwave signal for a little while because our network GCN broadcasts on shortwave, but we are not normally on shortwave. I don't know why we're not normally on shortwave, but we're not. But we got on for like 10 minutes tonight because of some sort of technical difficulty. Normally, we're just available on various different radio stations around the country and, of course, our website at freetalklive.com. But we're glad you found us, Fred.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring up the fact that...
Fred, hold on. We're coming up to a hard break here.
You can bring up some facts when we come back. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And as Fred's going to learn here shortly, you can log on, tune into us at freetalklive.com, even though we're not really supposed to be on shortwave. But we can't help it. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Brakes are a lot like your conscience. Both let you know when you're on a dangerous path, and gone unheeded can cost you big time. When we come back, I'll tell you the warning signs.
Why should you choose Royal Purple Fully Synthetic Motor Oil? Performance. Royal Purple delivers that seat-of-the-pants feeling of performance, plus better gas mileage and fewer oil changes. Want proof? Go to RoyalPurple.com to verify independent test results. It's no wonder among America's top engine builders, 7 out of 8 choose Royal Purple. Make Royal Purple your choice at Pep Boys, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com. Today!
When it comes to your conscience and your brakes, ignorance is not bliss. So heed these signs of brake failure. Your car pulls to one side when stopping. Brake pedal seems lower than normal. Brakes squeal, chatter, fail to release completely, grab with the least amount of pressure, or require excessive pressure. Like life, today's brakes are complex, with a lot of parts and computerized anti-lock systems. Your job is to recognize your brakes' warning signs, then leave repairs to well-equipped pros. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free 800-259-9231. It's your show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Literally bring up anything. And log on to freetalklive.com. Grab the archive. Last 6 days of the show. If you're brand new to listening and you want to kind of catch up on what you might have missed, well, you can hear the last 6 days at freetalklive.com. Just go there. Right there on the front page of the website. Easily downloadable. You just open them up with any old MP3 player. Winamp. Windows Media Player, whatever. So log on at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Fred in Philadelphia, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just want to say that I think that when you said you have to fight for liberty, I think that because you always retain a certain amount of liberty, there's always a possibility of regaining liberty. That's happened in countries that had any kind of a genuine revolution. I think it can happen. It can even happen through the democratic process, not by revolution. But you don't give up just because you had a setback as far as legislation is concerned. I think it's a dynamic situation. I think that shortwave radio is going to be. They're going to try to turn the screws on shortwave radio. They're going to try to stamp it out, and I think that they're going to use technology. They're going to use.
What makes you think that?
Because I think, for example, there's.
I mean, really, there's nobody listening. I mean, seriously,
there's adaptive jamming going on shortwave radio.
There's what kind of jamming?
There's adaptive jamming going on. I mean, the experts that know about it, for example, Robert Galen Ross,
who's
the director of the National Security Agency.
Uh huh.
There's adaptive jamming going on to a station like Radio Havana. There's adaptive jamming going on to the Alex Jones show, the Power Hour show.
Interesting.
The fact that, and the other thing is concentration of ownership. You could be bought out, or the network that you could be on could be bought out, and then your show suddenly goes off the air because it steps on too many toes.
You know, I think that if they're willing to go so far as to, you know, take our freedoms that way, that they'd just put a bullet in Alex Jones'
head.
Yeah,
why not come kill him?
Some night, you know?
He's been around for too long, spreading too many...
He's on too many stations, but he's on, you know, what, 25 stations?
Regardless of the specifics of it, I think that people have to have... options to get the news, to get their facts. I think that we should not.
Well, luckily, Fred, luckily the options are expanding. Luckily, the options are expanding. I mean, even if what you're saying's come true, and I personally don't believe it is, because the bandwidth is so huge, there'd be no way for them to jam the entire shortwave band.
You're wrong, because I know about patents, and the fact is that I've been looking into patents for more than 6.5 years, and I have an information business as far as technology is concerned. And the fact is you can have adaptive jamming, and it's an irrelevant fact how many frequencies are used on a band. That's irrelevant. The jamming techniques are adaptive. They're not...
Well, then we'll just have to go and find their jammers and shut them down, Fred.
All right.
Thanks for the call, man. 1-800, don't forget to log on to freetalklive.com. Join the fun there. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Vicky in Arizona, listening on shortwave as well. Vicky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks. This is the first time I'm calling, you just by accident.
Well, yeah, yes, you have, because it was an accident that we were on shortwave tonight. What's on your mind, Vicky?
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Okay. You know what? More listeners, I have no problem with.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you the first 2 hours and the last hour I go over to see Butch.
Got it. So good. Now Vicki, what's on your mind? We're
okay.
Gonna talk to you.
Okay, three things. First two will be real quick. First is that the fella just on and talked about the jamming. Well,
uh-huh.
He's correct. I mean, I hear it every day on Alex and Joyce and Dave.
What does it sound like, the jamming?
Oh, it comes in a variety of tones and sounds. It's really...
Does it ever come out like bagpipes?
I haven't heard the bagpipe one.
You know, Vicki, shortwave, just by its nature, is a bit of a touchy kind of a band to be on. There tends to be a lot of tones and washiness about shortwave. It's kind of a pain in the ass to listen to. I happen to know I'm a bit of a radio freak myself, and in fact, I just sold my shortwave rig not too long ago. To somebody else, someone on the internet, because I don't like listening to shortwave. It's annoying. I don't think what you're talking about is jamming.
Sometimes it sounds like there's a train coming by, and it's not, I look out the window. I mean, the train does go through this town, but it's not the train. It's coming through the shortwave.
Why don't they jam it the whole time? I mean, why not jam 24 hours a day? Why jam, intermittently?
It would be too obvious, and then people would catch on. This way they take it.
But nobody's... I'm sorry. I mean, I understand we got two phone calls out of this. I can't believe that there are that many people listening to shortwave radio. I can't believe it.
Well, I'm one of the 1.5 to 2% in this country that do listen to shortwave.
I can't believe it's even 1.5 or 2%.
2% of what? The entire population?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Supposedly. Okay.
I've never known anyone in my life beyond, like... my dad, who was also into radio, who ever listened to shortwave, and I was into it for about a week, and there's nothing to listen to out there, and if you try to listen to anything, it's damn difficult, because the signals are so annoying.
I know, but they have subject matter you can't get off of mass media.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't the internet provide a better source at a much clearer signal and a larger amount of people to be able to listen?
I agree. When I get my Dell, I'm going to do just that. On the second one...
Dell's going to have to pay for that, you know.
Dell's?
Huh? You said when you get your Dell.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a product endorsement, so we're going to have to charge that.
Oh.
I might switch over.
Hey, Vicki. Hey, so you don't have the internet then yet, do you?
No.
Okay. Well,
I will.
When you do get it, log on at freetalklive.com. Send us your picture. We'll put you on our website.
Well, I'd love to. I'd be honored.
Well, great, Vicki.
We'd be honored to have you.
Thank
you.
You
got about 30 more seconds, so what else is on your mind? Anything else?
I want to know, okay, I'll skip the second one. I need to know about your Free State project because I'm thinking of moving there.
Okay, well, I'd tell you could go online, but I'd actually give you their phone number. Are you ready, Vicki?
Sure.
1-888-532-4604.
1-888.
1-888.
This is riveting radio.
532-4604.
532-4604.
4604.
There you go, Vicki. You know about the guy for the urine?
Urine.
I have information for him.
Okay, go for it.
But, I could say something very briefly. I mean, I have to...
You've got 10 seconds.
Well, why don't I give you my number?
No. We don't want you to give out your number, Vicki. While we would be, good and take care of your number, there are thousands of people listening that may not have as much
effect. No, I meant you.
Well, we're not going to be able to give it to him either because we don't know the guy. He's just somebody who called the show. So I'm afraid whatever good information you have about your...
Call back tomorrow night, Vicki.
Yeah, call us back tomorrow night and you can give it out then, okay?
Okay, if he's listening, I'll call back tomorrow night.
Thanks, Vicki. I'm sure he will be.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.
Wow.
Shortwave radio, huh?
Shortwave. We got, again, just a
I'll
recap.
Tell you, they must be hardcore listeners.
They've got to be. I mean, just to recap, we appeared on shortwave tonight for about 10 minutes due to technical difficulties back at the studio.
An accident?
Yeah, and out of 10 minutes of being on the air, we got 3 phone calls. Now, maybe that contradicts my claim that nobody listens to shortwave, but I still believe that nobody listens to shortwave. Nobody, I mean, it's so annoying. Have you ever done it, Manwich?
No, I don't know. I've heard about it.
Yeah. And just imagine. That's what shortwave sounds like. Anyway, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We will talk to you about anything. Call in 800-259-9231.
You're in shortwaves.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on. Sign up for the updates list at freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something we need to communicate to you and we're not on the air, we'll send it out via an update to your email box. It's free, and you just log on and sign up. It's real easy. Unless, of course, you're completely paranoid and you think we're going to sell your email address, which you're not going to do, but I guess that prevents a few people from signing up, and too bad for them. So I think at this point, according to the studio, we're officially off of shortwave now. So any comments about shortwave would not go over the shortwave wave, radio waves, I guess. I appreciate all the calls from the shortwave listeners. We'll take any call about anything here on this show. But again, I'm a little bit... I think we should readdress some of these issues here. First of all, shortwave... I just can't believe there's a lot of people listening to it. You have to go out of your way to listen to shortwave radio.
It's difficult to listen to an AM signal on the fringe of the signal. I've tried.
Right.
I mean, as I'm driving places, you have a tendency to go relatively quickly through the area of a signal. You get on a show you want to hear, and then
you're gone.
And then it's going away, and you want to hear the rest of it, and it's slowly slipping away. Shortwave's worse than that.
Yeah, it's worse because the signal's kind of like wave. Literally, they sound like they're waving in, like high tide and low tide. It'll come in for a little bit, and it'll go out for a little bit. It'll come in for a little bit, it'll go out for a little bit. And, again, you have to go out of your way to receive it. Most people listening to this show... If they're listening over the airwaves, are listening on one of our radio affiliates, in which case they get out of work, they get in their car, they flip on the turn on their ignition, and there's Free Talk Live on their radio. They come across it. On shortwave, you have to go to Radio Shack or get online and buy a shortwave radio. Get it home. Either use the default antenna that comes with it, which isn't going to do much for you if you want to listen to anything. Then that means if you're not going to use the indoor antenna, you have to run some antenna outside. You have to be a radio rat to get into shortwave radio, and I know this because I was at one time. I had a CB, I had ham radio, I had shortwave. I just recently sold them all off on eBay. But there's a lot of
and
steps that you have to go
through. It
seems to
me that the internet would quickly overtake this as a means for, let's call it alternative communication, subversive communication, whatever term you want to use, revolutionary communication,
right.
I don't know, whatever term.
The internet has, absolutely, without a doubt, way overtaken shortwave radio. It's just that the people that are still listening to shortwave radio these days
are still listening to shortwave radio.
Are not on the internet. As our last caller made clear, she doesn't have a computer yet. And there's certainly a lot of people without the internet, so I guess for them, the shortwave is cool. The real drive for a lot of people to listen to shortwave is not necessarily to come across unusual programming that's out of the mainstream. Well, the reason why a lot of people, to my knowledge, listen to shortwave is because they want to try and catch signals. It's a radio thing. Like these people who are really into radio, one of the things they're interested in is listening to far off stations. And when I say far off, I don't mean the next town over. I'm talking about Russia. I'm talking about Africa. I'm talking about other countries around the world.
And there are other shortwave stations, or these are other radio
stations?
They're
shortwave stations.
Okay.
Yeah. The voice of America, the voice of Russia, the voice of Switzerland, the voice of whatever. Every country has the voice. Major countries have the voice of, and they're broadcasting on shortwave to get their, initially it was to get... The Voice of America was to get American propaganda out into communist nations.
Right.
Similarly, the voice of the USSR was to get communist propaganda out into the Americas. And, yeah, there was some jamming going on. For instance, the communists didn't want the Voice of America getting into their nation, so they would jam those frequencies. But the jamming would go on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because you don't want the Western propaganda coming into your communist nation 4 hours a day. That's 4 hours too much, right? So it doesn't make any sense to claim that they made that people are jamming shortwave signals intermittently.
That doesn't make any sense to me in the sense that, now, if you were going to jam shortwave signals and then you'd stop for a portion of the day, that's when people would realize, hey,
someone
must
jamming.
Be jamming.
Right.
Something's happening. Something is happening to jam my signal.
Right.
And then you'd sort of look around. Is it the washer kicking on automatically? Is it the air conditioner that comes on a certain time?
Right. If they jammed it 24 hours a day, you'd never know there was a signal there in the first place.
Right. It's just jammed.
Right.
It doesn't exist.
So, yeah. So people that are into shortwave are interested in QSLing is something that a lot of shortwave people do. They will listen to the shortwave radio, and again, it takes a lot of effort to do this. You have to listen through, and then in the very background, they're saying, "This is the Voice of America." It's very, very hard to listen to anything on shortwave, but these people who are really into it, and if this is your hobby, by all means, I understand it, and great. I'm just explaining it for the rest of people who've never even heard of shortwave radio.
I always thought that shortwave and ham were the same thing.
No, they're different.
Amateur and
ham is where you transmit. Shortwave, you're just a listener. Anyway, so these people listen to these far, far off signals from the, Mozambique or whatever, and they try.
I don't know if you're listening to Mozambique. It would just sound funny.
It would say you're listening to the Voice of Mozambique.
It'd be in English.
There are English broadcasts coming out of non-English countries again because they want to get their propaganda out there, and so they send out a request for a QSL card. And I don't even remember, the QSL is like one of those radio terms, like 10-4, 10-5, 10-20, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And the individual you're sending it to, the station you're sending it to, once they receive it, is supposed to send you a QSL card. You were listening to the Voice of America on here's our frequency, 5 megahertz or whatever it is. And it's like a big deal to shortwave listeners to collect QSL cards. So you see, there's not very many people that are into shortwave, because it's a very, very difficult hobby to have. But
is there a business out there called the Voice of America?
No, it's a government thing. It's a government thing.
Okay.
Yeah. 1-800-259. I don't think any really very many businesses broadcast on shortwave. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition, or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They are playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. I'd apologize to our internet listeners for losing our feed, but they can't hear us right now because the internet just died. At the studio.
Is that all the internet listeners, or I mean,
no, there can be listeners on our slow stream, the dial up stream. They're listening still, but the broadband listeners are SOL for the moment. Anyway, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It's Ian here with you,
and man, which
only for a few more moments. So don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. And well, if we were streaming on the broadband stream, you'd be able to listen to us. But that's why you need to call your local radio stations and have them add Free Talk Live. Call up, talk to the program director, talk to the general manager, let them know you want to hear Free Talk Live 6 nights a week. Let's talk to Tom in New Jersey. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Excellent.
I'm listening to you on the GCN, on the computer. I have the computer, too.
Yes,
sir. But the shortwave, I want to tell you, revolutionized my life.
How's that?
Oh, I learned so much listening to shortwave radio shows.
Like what?
Like, I learned about health. I used to be fat and drinking beer and drinking soda and all that kind of junk, and listening to radio, I learned about a lot of stuff I didn't know about before. Turned my whole life around. And plus, I like a lot of books, a lot of shows you listen to that sell books to you. I have a whole...
Are there a lot of broadcasters in shortwave?
There used to be a lot more than there are now, but mostly it's religious these days. But
okay, because I remember those...
Yes, great shows. I'll give you names, but I'm afraid you'll get upset if I give you names.
Well, yeah, we know who they are. I mean, they're on our network during the day.
I'm not talking about those two.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about Tom Valentine. Well, he's still around.
Is
he anywhere? Are these people anywhere else besides shortwave? Or are they exclusive?
They could be on AM stations locally. You heard of Chuck Harder?
Yeah, I know who Chuck. I've heard of Chuck.
Yeah, same years ago. So he was a good one. Tom Valentine was a good one. Well, a whole bunch of other religious shows.
Well, you know, if it gets a message out there to an audience, I just find it hard to believe that there's a large audience out there.
I mean, people always calling in on these shows.
We've done shows where, like, at certain times of the week, we won't be being on any particular station at that time, and we'll just be broadcasting to 300 or 400 people on the internet. And, man, it is tough to get calls at those times.
There are also sometimes we're broadcasting to 300 people on the internet, and we're deluged with calls.
Sure.
So it is hard to say. And I guess you could argue for shortwave listeners that there is a worldwide audience. I mean, because it doesn't take a lot of wattage to go around the world on shortwave.
Well, hold on. Let's talk about shows like in Indiana, wherever they are, Nashville, Tennessee, wherever they are, but Texas, you know, not so far away. But I'm
How easy is it to find them? It's not like you've got station presets or anything
yes,
like that.
Yes, you do. Sure you do.
Oh, you do?
$100 radio sitting here. You're right about the antennas, though. I'll give you that one because I have a wire antenna just hooked up and about 10 feet or whatever I have. And I can just do it in the car. I can put the car with the antenna out the window, a little wire out the window.
Oh, you've got like a little portable shortwave?
Sure, yeah.
Right.
Like when I was a kid with a 2-tray sister radio listening to the Beatles.
Yeah.
Same thing, only better.
Huh. Our board operator made the point that if you live out in the middle of nowhere, internet's kind of hard to come by, and probably if you're out in the middle of nowhere, there's probably not much terrestrial radio to listen to. So maybe that's where the real listener base is. You know,
I'm in New Jersey, right by New York City, so I don't have that excuse.
Yeah, okay, that's true. You're just into radio, Tom, right?
That now?
Yeah, well, I mean that's why you listen to shortwave because you're into radio, right?
I don't have a choice. The TV is horrible.
Well,
my wife watches TV,
I
go downstairs and listen to the radio.
How did you originally come across shortwave?
You made me laugh because you said you didn't know anybody you were a kid listening to it, except for your father. That's what I was going to say, too. My father listened to it, but I never listened to it with him.
Yeah,
exactly. There's nobody. I mean, it's so hard to come across. You can't just stumble onto shortwave. You have to be, educated into it. Tom, we're glad that you're listening to the show, and keep listening. Check in with us again sometime,
just
okay?
Just say good things about shortwave.
Thanks, man. 1-800-259-9231. I still think it sounds like... This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Log on to freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
If you're tired of...